Hello learners, welcome to the smart learning platform of Odisha State Open University. At the outset, I am congratulating all of you for taking up this leadership development program of State Open University, because this program we have designed to enable you to embark on the path of personal and professional leadership development. I am Dr. Lalatendu Kesari Jenna, and in this episode we are going to discuss about how to manage group conflict. Let's explore what is a conflict. Conflict is the fight that we have within us. The conflict is a fight that we have between the people around us. Okay, there are different causes of conflict, basically when you are referring it at work. They have been characterized into a set of categories. One is called as an intrapersonal conflict. Basically, this kind of conflict a person experiences when somebody undergoes an inner turmoil, such as, for example, disagreeing with the value of the company, right? A company used to have its own mission, vision, statement, okay? When you get to be as a part of the company, we go through that and we be a part of it. But sometimes when you are working in the company itself, we will be finding out there is a lot of difference of value between an individual and so to the company. When there is a difference of value between us and to the company, for example, or sometimes when we struggle ourselves to become a perfectionist, okay, but we are unable to achieve it within a defined time frame, but we want to be a perfectionist on our job, at that point of time a person used to undergo an inner turmoil, because there is a kind of disagreement with what they do and what they are achieving. This is about the intrapersonal one. Second one talks about the interpersonal conflict. Interpersonal conflict means the conflict that an individual has. So for example, it is not about only about an individual, but rather when there are two or more individuals are interacting with them and they have a conflict, then that is called as an interpersonal. It may be an isolated incident, or they may have a fight about an ongoing issue. For example, in an organization, there are several issues that people are dealing day in and day out, and they have an ongoing issues. They have a fight on an ongoing issues, and they create it as a kind of, you know, kind of an incident that was been taking place in the work profile of a company, work profile of their own department. And that point of time, the conflict that arises between two parties or two people or two individuals is called as an interpersonal conflict. The third one is called as an intra-group conflict. This particular conflict basically happens when there is a fight between one or more people in the same group or team. The same group or team mean it is like in a department itself, when people have a difference in opinion. Suppose say they have been assigned with some work and they got to be very different on their approach or on their attitude towards that particular job itself. When they have a very difference in opinion for a job itself, in a department, the kind of fight that they have is called as an intra-group conflict. What is inter-group conflict? Inter-group conflict means when people who are working as different in different teams, or they are working in different groups, they are working in different departments, when they fight. Okay, it is said that it is very difficult to handle. In such kind of conflict, it is very difficult to handle without having an external support. Or when you are unable to have a preventive and corrective action for this intergroup conflict, it leads to danger. So these are kind of four different kinds of conflict that you can see in a workplace. Basically, these four different types of conflict requires different intervention methods. And it also requires the skill of a manager who is supposed to be focused on reaching positive results. Because a manager or a leader, what they are supposed to do, they are supposed to encourage the people to more actively respect and work in an organization amidst differences, and they should help their co-workers. This is what the leader is expecting. That's why when these kinds of conflicts are happening, when these four kinds of conflicts are there, the leader need to channelize the people around them to drive in to get their maximum productivity. So let's talk about how to resolve intra-group and inter-group conflict. For example, when trying to resolve an intra-group or inter-group conflict, first of all, you know, when there are parties being involved, intra-group, you have got to know that there are, you know, there are people across different groups. Inter-group, you may be finding out several different teams, they fight. As a leader, we cannot just please everyone. Once a team of people have a certain viewpoint or have a preference for the way they are doing it, it is very difficult to challenge, because they are very stubborn, they are focused, they have got a notion that we want to do it in this way, and they stick to that one. So pleasing everyone that will agree with everything is difficult. So this is why one should aim to resolve the conflict through a compromise that suits the majority. So compromise over here is what is required. What is the way to deal with the group conflict? Let's explore. This is what the modern trends are, and this is what the leader can apply. One is called as mediation. It is ideal if you want to keep the situation informal and for people to be actively involved in reaching a compromise. This is called as a mediation. So over here, either the leader, or if people are not listening to their internal one, they can invite an external moderator who will come over to the organization, and who will make people to listen and open about the issues they are suffering. But let's be aware that we need training in conflict management and mediation to effectively do this. That is very important. Unless and until they have been exposed to it, unless and until they have been trained to it, that is very difficult. The second one is called as an arbitration. This is a very more formal approach, and it involves an arbitrator who can assess the evidence and who will drive to reach a very legally binding decision. The trained arbitrators, who are external agents, they are experienced in handling the cases, the organizational cases, objectively, and they will drive up the organization to reach a very fair resolution. But because people don't talk through the differences, relationship may not be repaired as effectively as they would that happen through the mediation. The next part and the last one is about the arbitration. Generally, arbitration is better suited when there is large group conflict. But mediation, what we discussed earlier, but mediation can work equally well when you have multiple mediators. So for the large group conflict, when you will find different teams fighting together, when you find, you know, the corporation fighting with an external agency, at that point of time, we may be looking for an arbitrator. Labor laws also talks about an arbitrator. So basically, what we are coming to an understanding on managing conflict is we need to promote a workplace culture of openness. That is very important. Over here, people will feel free to share their complaints about individuals or a team with retributions, because the culture of openness basically reduces the level of conflict. Otherwise, issues behind the scene can lead to the quality of work dropping, while we will struggle to understand why is it happening. So it is the role of the leader to understand where the conflict rises, and before that, if the organization promotes a culture of openness, these conflicts can be reduced to a greater level. And similarly, for understanding about the intra-group conflict, let the leader should talk to the subordinates in person. If they have a conflict in them, let them come up and open out. So that's why the self-disclosure that we discussed in some of the earlier episodes, that will help you to understand that kind of openness for an organization. Thank you so much, learners. I hope you had a great time. Thank you.